hearing, 2 hour period of togetherness shared last night, and then when it was over, I come back here and I'm part of the community. Those people go their separate ways and I'm alone. And I'm very thankful.
No. Anyone else have any thoughts about last night? I'm glad we did that instead of some other song, just because that's so familiar to everyone, and that one that needed to sort of establish the sound. So.
We let you screw it up.
Nobody knew it. She covered it over.
I knew it, and you were the one who made this sound.
I didn't make it. I don't care about that thing.
The order was.
See, since it got written down from Harry's standpoint,
the order
it's written down, it's the law. And that makes it it.
Yeah, it's published.
No. Just Anna came and asked me if this is okay, and I said, I don't care. Because I knew I wasn't going to follow it anyway. Anyone else have any thoughts?
That was really neat to see his dad getting up there and just being able to publicly express himself that way. What did he say? I was out of the room when he talked.
He said that Steve. All his fault because he was an absent father because of his alcoholism.
And he learned forgiveness from Steve because during this reconciliation years ago, when Steve was 19 or something, he showed back up, you know, and had a problem with Steve. Steve was just forgiving, you know, and he just blew his mind. I guess it was on the phone. He was so moved to hang up the phone.
Last night, you know, I knelt before him and I said a bunch of things, but I said, look me in the eye. You're totally and completely forgiven. God has wrought all your works in you, and all this was necessary. All your actions were necessary in order for Steve to come where he is. And I said, if I would have had any water here, I would have washed your feet. And I said,
funny, I didn't even follow. I think it's a service for him.
He needed that more than anybody.
Well, he told me. He told me afterwards. He said, this is the first time that I know that I've been forgiven. That was pretty powerful.
Looking around the room,
going to sleep back here?
Bill
Corrali or Corral. That Wendy and Doug sent an email that was just a brother, you know, like we never even knew him, that sorry I can't make it or something like that. But Larry Ferguson got one, sent one, and he just got the message late, didn't he, or something?
I think they're in Arkansas, or maybe they were staying up in Arkansas. I know they've got a house in Arkansas.
You know how long it takes for the message
to make it to the computer there.
Anyway, it indicated that he didn't have time to come because when he got the message. But it was real nice. This was real nice to know. I prayed for everybody.
Steve's video. bag that he used to wear around all the time, you know, years ago. That would be like an artifact.
We should have hung that up.
Some
of the artwork
was there. Why would you put
this in there? Because he always wore a do-rag.
Because I was talking to Tim Curtin, and he said that's the thing you remember about Steve always walking around with that bandana thing around his head.
Tim also wore a long email.
Did all of you see his Steve's artwork on that other table that his family brought? Yeah, that's why we wanted him to do the cartoons.
Yeah.
I wanted him to make up a cartoon character that we would run in each issue, you know, some, what do you call it, a strip. In each issue of the door.
Work.
Huh?
It would be too much like work.
No, that wasn't it. It was that he didn't think it was good enough. Nobody can hear you in the back.
When they did it,
find the story of the rich young ruler.
Kevin can do it on his little electronic.
Oh God! I hate to admit that that thing has any use.
You can just type it in and boom. If he had a King James version, you know, rich young ruler. Who knows what they say in like NIV? One came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. And if thou wilt enter life, keep the commandment. Enter into life, keep the commandment. And he said unto him, Which? And Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth. What lack I yet? Jesus, by the way, Jesus didn't agree that he'd kept all those things, by the way. Jesus said to him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. When the young man heard the saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus said unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle
than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can it be saved? And Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you that which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you shall also sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or fathers or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. Many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Now go over to John 11. I believe the rich young ruler was Lazarus. I think I can prove it. But I'm not going to prove it right now. I'm just going to, you just have to accept it. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, The sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days until still in the same place where he was. Then after that he saith to his disciples, Let us go unto Judea again. And his disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he And after that he said unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest in sleep. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, and Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. And Martha saith unto him, I know he shall arise in the day, and rise again in the day, in the resurrection of the last day. I can't even read. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whoso liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which had come into the world. One of the fascinating things to me about the scriptures is that in anybody's writing or anybody's reporting, Lazarus would have become a main character. But but I don't think Lazarus is ever mentioned again, even though he obviously became a disciple. He had experienced death. He had been in death for 4 days. When he rose from the dead, he amazed everybody. You know, that was the kicker that the Sanhedrin was using against Christ, because he said, if we don't do something about this guy, all men will follow him because of that resurrection. But then we never hear of Lazarus again throughout the scriptures.
The movie, the last few days of Christ, Saul killed Lazarus.
I doubt that, but can you understand that if I'm right, this was the rich young ruler. In a period of a couple years, he went from being a rich young ruler, probably the next generation for the Sanhedrin, along, he was probably an associate of Paul, to debt. Dead is really amazing. But then we never hear again from Lazarus. That in essence, is the humility of the Bible, because it doesn't make celebrities.
I was going to say, he was probably supposed to have a Lazarus resurrection ministry.
Oh, yeah.
Go around and have conferences on
this. He did that, yeah. Talk about the other side.
We never hear from him. There should be a gospel of Lazarus. We never hear from him. All we hear about is, I am the resurrection and the life. Now, he that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. For I am the resurrection and the life. Now Steve, right now, is incapable of doing anything of his own will. He can't exercise any sensory perception. He cannot affect time and space by his actions. You understand what I mean? Scriptures declare he has no more wants. He has no more desires. He has no more judgments. He has no more little ideas. No more worries, no more burdens, no more cares. No more pain, no more tears. Bible declares that's what you must be. You must die right now. And you do that by the abandonment of self. You just leave yourself behind. You leave all your hurt feelings, you leave all your ideas, you leave all your judgments. You just turn and you leave you behind.
Turn to
you today just leave everything. There's not a worry in the world. There's not a care in the world. The Holy Spirit has covered all of your past. There is no... That's why the blood of the Christ... The blood is forgiveness, because it's all gone, covered. The Holy Spirit takes care of every second of your future, and the Father takes care of every now, the eternal now. Steve died in Pentecost, and it's funny. There was. How much? Do we know how much water was in the tub? Did they say? So there's probably this much water in the tub, right? Maybe this much anyway. Put a water in the tub. I mean, Steve got baptized on Pentecost. And he showed us the true meaning of baptism. Can you hear that? All that grows from him is the only one that has eternal life. So, just take that by faith. Don't return to this kingdom of darkness with all the little petty bullshit. Don't return there for any reason, big or small. Don't let judgments bring you back down into the kingdom of the kingdom of darkness. What's that scripture? He that thinks another brother caused him to fall or something like that.
By a brother fall from a stone,
something like that.
Not only is he going to be able to get some blocks.
But just, you've got to hear this. Otherwise, you're going to stay in chains. You're going to stay walking in darkness, letting your mind and the voices in your mind control every aspect and every second of your day. Let this act of Steve's, his own burial, his own death. Remember, I've told you so often, either pick up the cross or commit suicide. Do you remember that? He did. There'll be another thing coming to blame me on. He committed suicide in the water, which is just amazing to me. Not by the water, in the water. From that place of that baptism, only one arose. See yourself there. Don't take this lightly. This happened for our sake, that we might see and understand and know and exhort one another daily while it is still called a day. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing or they're not doing. That's not our business. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me shall never die. Amen.
Or it's like, dadgummit, you could have been here.
Oh, that's what Merrick said.
What else?
The market does that.
not really dead. Well, you know, you've been dead for quite a while now. You know, you're obviously wrong. And then, you know, let's wait around. That's not good. You know, the whole thing is a weird story from the
Again, taking the context of it also, I believe, is Rich Young Ruler. And I didn't have time to bring all that into it. But
he finally lost all his positions. And then came back.
Are we ready?
Sorry?
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. You have to be there at 8:30. All righty, take it, big guy. Think on these things and don't take it lightly. Can you go now?
No, I can't go now. I'll care for something.
Can you do it on the way?
No, I'll stay tomorrow.
Okay, well.
Did you go later?
You okay? Yeah.
Anybody can take him? Okay. How'd you think it went?